kind of tree? It's got big white flowers, shiny green leaves. I think the flower is a state flower.
Oh, magnolias.
And a kind of a bush or shrub. The leaves turn bright red, and it's got berries on it.
Pilocampa.
What about a sumac or shumate? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard of sumac. I thought that was sort of a leaf.
Like a vine, you
mean? Yeah.
And a kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it, blooms in late spring.
Crepe myrtle, something like that.
Did you ever hear spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel or rhododendron?
Oh, yeah. Mountain laurel and rhododendron, yeah.
What's the difference between them?
Between the two? Well, I can't really picture a mountain laurel, but I know what a rhododendron looks like.
Do they grow around here?
No. They won't.
That's just something up in Tennessee?
Yeah, North Carolina. It's beautiful. I love rhododendron.
What different kinds of berries do people eat?
Well, blackberries, blueberries, mayhaws.
What's a red one people make shortcake out of?
Strawberries.
And one that's red, some of them are red and some are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it.
Well, that's a blackberry or a...
What about a rat?
A raspberry. Raspberry. That's
Do
right.
they grow here?
I don't know.
If you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be...
poisonous.
And what kinds of bushes or vines make your skin break out?
Poison ivy. Poison oak.
How can you tell the difference?
I don't know.
Are you allergic to that?
I've never had it.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, referring to her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that they'd refer to each other?
My better half or something like that.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called
a widow.
And if he just left her, then she'd be a...
And you just walked out?
Yeah, then you'd call her a...
A divorcee or something?
Did you ever hear her called a grass widow?
No.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
father.
And his wife is your...
mother.
And together they're your...
parents.
What do people call their father and mother?
Dad, mom.
And your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And his wife?
Grandmother.
What do people call them?
Well, I just have to think of particular instances. One of my grandfathers was called grandfather, and the other one, and this is fairly common around here, was called père, French word for father.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my father-in-law is called that by his grandchildren. He hates it, though.
What about your grandmother?
Well, mère is the word, the French word. There's always a mère around, and my other grandmother was called Granny.
Is mare ever used for mother?
No, I've never heard it.
Hmm. You say I was the youngest of five?
Children.
Any other words besides children?
Kids.
How does that sound?
Informal. Sounds a little bit like slang.
And a name that a child's known by just in his family is called?
Nickname.
Did you ever hear it called a pet name or a basket name?
Pet name. I've never heard basket name.
What would an example of a pet name be?
Well, something like honey or sweetheart or something like that.
And something on wheels you can put